Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, like I said, I'm back again with another great episode, and I have a returning guest from season 3 coming to join me on my platform once again. You know, y'all know how I do it. I allow them to introduce themselves or reintroduce themselves for those who are tuning in. So without further ado, I would like my guest to go ahead and introduce herself.
Hey, y'all. It's Danny from My Survivor Voice Podcast. But I'm a podcaster, nonprofit founder, mom, wife, all that good stuff. And just, I like to talk and share my thoughts.
Hey, you know what, Danny? This is our third time working together because you know what? The first time we worked together, we did Having a Guard at Heart, which is one of my favorite episodes in general. You know what I'm saying? And then we did Taking Losses to Get the Win with Kiki Chanel. And now here we are again, linking up together, about to do our thing and drop another fire episode. And, you know, it's always a vibe when we come together. That's why I like working with you. You are one of my favorite guests to work with. So it's always a vibe. It's always a vibe. All the episodes we did, especially Having a Guard at Heart, man. Having a Guard at Heart, when I remember when I put that out, the numbers was going up crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so good. So for anybody who ever heard it, go check it out.
Yeah, for real. That was a good show. That hit home for me, for real. I love that show because it was therapeutic for me too. So
yeah, no doubt. I ain't taking losses to get the win. Y'all went deep on that one.
Sure.
That was a tough one. Yeah, that definitely was a tough one, man. I really enjoyed doing that episode with you guys. But today, y'all, we're gonna talk a little bit about returning the same energy you receive. The reason why I want to talk about this is because there's a lot of us that walk around saying, I'm going to give you the same energy you give me, or I'm going to treat them how they treat me, or whatever the case may be. But also at the same time, it's like a person can be bringing you out of your character and you really shouldn't even be allowing that. But then on the other hand, it's like, is that really a good thing or a bad thing? So the first question that I want to know from you today, Danny, is why is it so easy? Why do you think it's so easy for people to say things like, I'm going to just fall back to everything? It's almost like it just rolls off our tongue.
Yeah, I'm going to just fall back. Number one reason, a lot of people now are non-confrontational because of the era that we live in, the way people react to stuff. You never know what you're going to get when somebody come at you crazy and they start that rah-rah, is what I call it, that rah-rah stuff. Used to be me back in the day, you go low, I'm going to hell with you. But right now, you never know where a person is mentally. You know, mental health is a huge deal right now. And we see it every day. We see the videos, you know, people going off in the store because somebody counted their change incorrectly. You never know what a person is. So when they start that rah-rah stuff, I am at a place in my life now where I don't even engage. I'm like, okay, you got it. You can have it. Right. Ain't no more returning the same energy on my part.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. But I honestly feel like it's easy for people to say I'm going to fall back because of past experiences. For example, I may be consistently talking to women who may remind me of an ex from my past. They may say things like her or do things like her. And as soon as I notice these things, I'm going to fall back because guess what? I don't want to experience that same hurt or same pain from my past. So if I notice that you acting so nonchalant like she used to be, or if you're snappy like she used to be, or if you like to hit below the belt like she used to do, then I'm gonna fall back as soon as I see it. So yeah, basically past experiences, all of that stuff that you went through, that plays heavy on all of that.
Exactly. Yeah, they trigger that unpleasant memory in you, and you're like, I'm not going down that road again. You never know where a person is. So even though they may not be the woman that's gonna really take it there like your ex did, but that one sign, you'd be like, I'm good. That's all right.
And you know what? I honestly look at this as somebody is trying to get you to be something that you're not. Because a lot of us are not used to being a way that someone may have made us be, if that makes sense. Like, let's just say I'm not normally a cold-hearted person. I'm not normally a petty person. But I'm allowing someone to make me be petty, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you take like, me, you're not the one that allow people to take you out of character. Like, this right, is who I am, right, and I'm right. gonna give it to you morning, noon, night. Yeah, 24/7. Right. I feel that.
So let me ask you this question. Is matching someone's energy considered them getting you out of character?
Yeah, listen, so yes, I just had this conversation. So in my opinion, yes, 100%. And I had a friend who tried to tell me, but no, because you used to, and she's right, I used to. And during my growth journey, I've realized absolutely, because I'm not a bitter person. I'm not a petty person. That's just not who I am on a daily. But I used to be that person that if you take me there, I'm going. I'm there. I'm going to beat you there.
Hey, look, this is my question to you. How did you used to be? That's what we want to know. We want to know, how was the old Danny?
Okay, so y'all, don't judge me.
No judgment zone.
So don't judge me, but literally, y'all, I was the person that you do me wrong, I'm doing you wrong. I was vengeful. I believe 100% in reciprocity. And my ex-husband is probably like, girl, don't sit up there and act like you always been...
Oh no, we know we all
on this positive journey. But no, like I've had moments where, perfect example, an ex of mine did a whole bunch of just grimy stuff to me, and I was, when I found out about it, I was so spiteful. I was pretty vengeful. I did some things. I'm gonna tell y'all it don't matter. This was my past. I'm no longer hurt. I took the man's credit card information and ordered a whole bunch of flowers and stuff, had them sent to his job on his dime. I'm not talking about a couple hundred dollars, upwards close to $1,000 worth of stuff on his credit card. I called the light company and turned his lights off. You won't talk to her in that apartment that we shared together. She gonna sit in the dark.
My goodness.
You know, so like I said, I used to be that person, like, you go low, I'm going to the pits of hell. I really was that person. And then I realized, like, that's not even me. The fact that I had to sit up and think of what can I do to hurt him, that wasn't me. But I wanted so badly to get back at you. I'm at a point now where I'm not on that. You go low, go on, baby, you by yourself. I'm not lowering my frequency to match your raggedy ass energy. I'm just not gonna do it.
Man, and you see that, like that right there, that got you out of character. And see, that person that you was, that's not even you.
Not me at all.
Who really want to be like that?
Listen, like I would sit up on the phone with my friends, like, what can I do to get back at him? That right there lets you know that's not who I was. I got to get other people's opinion on what to do.
One of your girls was in your ear like, look, girl.
Like, girl, what you should do is.
Oh man, you know that's about to turn you crazy when you and your friends get together and y'all all brainstorming on what to do.
Man, listen,
that's dangerous, man.
And I got some rough ones on my end. Please,
I've never heard about nothing like that though. Turning the lights off.
Oh, you wasn't gonna talk to her. She was gonna sit in the dark. That used to be my apartment. Man. She's sitting in the dark with you.
Oh my goodness.
If she come over there, y'all gonna be in the dark.
Hey, I done heard, I've heard some crazy stuff, but I ain't never really like experienced nothing crazy or did nothing that, well, I lied, y'all. Let me tell y'all something real quick. All right, so story time with Tim, y'all. Now, I'm the type of person that will protect, you know what I'm saying, someone's identity. I don't want to say who this was or nothing like that, but this is the most I've ever done. So I was talking to somebody. I was in a relationship with somebody, right? So one night she wasn't really answering the phone like that, right? So this is what I did. Now, I knew where she was at, but I thought that she was, I thought she may have stepped out and went somewhere, but kind of used that as a cover up. So what I did was I got in my car, and mind y'all, man, this was like 12 o'clock at night or something like that, maybe 1 in the morning. So I got all the, she got on the phone with me. And then when she got on the phone with me, I was like, I thought it was kind of weird or something. You know what I'm saying? So I got in my car. I drove past the house or the apartment or whatever just to see if the car was still outside. So I saw the car still outside. So that kind of put me at ease a little bit. I wasn't going to let her know that this is what it's still to this day. This was like years ago. Still to this day, she don't know I did that. So I'm the type of dude that I would drive past your house and see if your car still outside, look in the window, see if the light's still on or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to
that
make sure.
That ain't bad, though.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad, but I'm just saying, like, that's the most that I have did. Like, yeah, I'm not the dude that's going to tamper with your material. You list things that you like. Like, I ain't going to touch your car. I ain't going to touch your gas.
Yeah.
The tires. I ain't doing none of that stuff. You ain't getting me out of character no more. When I was young, I'm 35 now, but when I was in my early 20s, that's when I was doing the craziest shit. But now, yeah, I'm a little bit mellow. I got this thing with me now where it's like, it's a million or billion other people just like you out there, and I can go find them. I can go find them.
And so, shoot, who's to say they won't find me?
Right, so, exactly. Hey. All that, even better if it's that. So I'm not going to go out here. I'm not fighting over you. You know what I'm saying? I will fight for you if it was depending on the situation, but I'm not fighting over you. Somebody wants you, they can have you, man. I ain't.
Especially if you finna go.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And
if you gotta, like, you gotta tell them off before I do. Like, you gotta handle it before I get to it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I gotta get into it, then it's a whole different thing. Now I'm in the street. Now I'm in the street fighting. Might get jumped or shot at. You never know.
Okay, especially now. especially now. A disclaimer, I was like 20. I was 20, I think, when I did that, because I didn't even have a kid then. So I was like 20, 21 when I did that. That's a disclaimer. Right. I was really young.
So let me ask you this, right? So do you believe when they say people make time for who they want to make time for? But let me tell you why I say that. Because sometimes people don't call you because you don't call them, or people don't text you because you don't text them. But sometimes people think just because you, well, maybe it's because they don't know, but when you're busy, like, for example, with this whole podcast thing, some people invest more time than others. So the people that are investing a lot of their time into it, they're obviously busy with that, plus their personal life, plus, you know, if you got kids and stuff like that, you know, you doing all that. So how do you handle when people say stuff like that? Man, I ain't calling you like that no more because you don't call me, or I ain't texting you like that no more because you don't text me. Do you believe that people make time for what they want to make time for in that type of situation? How do you handle that?
So that's twofold. It's kind of arbitrary. So yeah, I do believe that people make time for the things that are important to them. 100%, I do. However, people are busy. And so just because I don't call, you might have the time to call me 10 times in a week. I might have the time to call you once every 2 weeks. And that's okay. Our time is different. That doesn't mean I don't value you. At least I found the time when I had the time. So that's what I mean when I say people make time for, like, that was the time that I had. I made that time for you. I could have took that time and took a nap, but I made that time for you. But when people get on that, well, I ain't calling you because you ain't calling me, and I'm sitting right here and I ain't got nothing to do. To me, that's that energy matching stuff. And if that person is on your mind, it may be a reason why they're on your mind. I'm a firm believer in that now too. When somebody crossed my mind, as soon as I get a moment, I'm gonna shoot them a text, send them a phone call, a funny message on Instagram, something to let them know that, hey, I thought about you. I ain't really got time to chat today, but I thought about you. Hope you having a good one.
You know what I get a lot?
What's that?
I mean, it's not crazy though, but what I get a lot is, and like I said, people just don't be knowing though, but it sometimes it can be frustrating. But like for me, people know that I do the pole podcast thing, and they have known me in the past to say, like, if they text me or something, to say, hey, I'm recording, or hey, I'm writing, or hey, I'm about to do an episode. I'm the person waiting for me. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me do this, let me do that.
Yeah.
So when you know I'm doing that, and like it's been a couple of times where I've got a text in the middle of a recording, like right now or something. It ain't happening right now, but I'm just saying. Now, I could get a text right now. Somebody could be trying to get my attention, but I'm recording. And then I can get another text from the same person while I'm recording, and they'll be like, cool, I see you busy. Like, I'll be like, hold up. I'll be ready to get off the recording and go custom out. Cause I be like, come on, man. Like, I'm not a bum. I don't just sit around and not do nothing with myself. Like, if it's not the podcast, then it's something that I have to do and put a pause on the podcast.
Right, right. So let me ask you this. In those instances, are these people that you used to, every time they text, you was a quick response until you got busy? You know, because all of us,
not all the time.
We haven't all always been busy. You know what I mean? But yeah, now we are in places in our lives where we got grown folks things to do. And some of our counterparts are still back when we didn't have grown folks things to do, or we had them to do, but we just weren't doing them. And they don't, I deal with that now at almost 40 years old. Like, I have counterparts who think that they're supposed to be able to call me at whatever hour, and I pick up. I got a senior in high school. I run a podcast. I run a nonprofit organization. I'm dealing with survivors of domestic violence every day. Then I still got to clean my house, cook, be a daughter, be a sister, be a wife, and all of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm your friend, but I might be a little busy. And we had to have a chat like, hey, I know you don't have all this going on. I know you cool with, you know, the way you're working and going home. And that's fine, because that's your life. And I wish I could just work and go home some days.
Right.
But please understand, me not responding to you immediately, don't mistake that for me just ignoring you. As soon as I get a moment where I can actually sit down, because what would you rather? Would you rather me sit down and see your message and hit you back real quick and half-ass respond to you because I don't have the time, or wait till I get the time and actually hear what you're saying and respond to you accordingly? Right. You know? So.
Right. And so let me ask you this. So do you think that the appropriate response to somebody who says these things or does these things, do you think the appropriate response is to match their energy? Or do you think we should just continue to be ourselves and just let the chips fall where they fall?
That part. Because a person who is for you and is supposed to be here in this season in your life, they're going to be there regardless. Whether you respond to that text message immediately or 3 days from now, they're going to be in your life. The ones who start that, I would 100% never change my energy. I continue to be who I am. And let the chips fall where they may. If you're supposed to be here, you're going to be here. Where are my affirmation cards? I do affirmations for myself all the time. And I have one that was just a month. I do them like by the month. So I do the same affirmation every day for an entire month. And here it is right here.
Danny about to drop some gems on us, y'all.
My affirmation a couple months ago was, I will not chase anyone or anything, because what is for me will not miss me.
Mm.
And I mean that. If it's for you, it ain't going nowhere.
Tell them that again, Danny. I like that. Tell the people who missed that, tell them that again, just in case they don't want to rewind.
I will not chase anyone or anything, because what is for me will not miss me. So, if you're for me, you're going to be there. Whether I get the time today or a week from now, you're going to be there if you're for me. If not, then I got to let that sit right within my spirit and be cool with it and keep it pushing.
That's deep, man. That is deep. So do you honestly think that good result will always come from returning the same energy to people?
No.
I don't think so, neither.
No, 100%.
Because sometimes people may, when they so-called returning the energy, sometimes they might go overboard with it.
And not only that, when you start lowering your high frequency to match other people's raggedy energy, you become that raggedy energy person. Then those people that you need on your side and those people that you need in your circle and in close proximity to you who also have high frequencies, they gonna start pushing away like, oh no, that energy is wrong because you don't let this one person allow you to lower and change who you are and lower your energy and your frequency for them.
You know when people do this the most too, when they in relationships. It's like, yeah, when they, it's like, it's hell, even marriages, like sometimes people will be like both of y'all will be at work and then want to be like, oh, I always call you on your lunch breaks, you don't never call me, so I ain't gonna call you, I'm gonna wait till you call me. That's the other thing, people, like I was saying about the calling and texting, people will sit and purposely wait for you to text them. And yes, that's because they feel like they text you too much. I ain't gonna lie. I still may do that though, because when it comes to reaching out to people, you have to look at it differently. Like, it's a difference when somebody treating you one way, and like if I say somebody treat me wrong, so I'm gonna treat them wrong too. That's something different. I'm not gonna treat you wrong just because you treat me wrong. I'm gonna just leave you the hell alone and be in my own lane. Right? That's the one thing with that. But when it comes to communication, like a phone call or a message, I have a habit of not messaging somebody because they either, and the only time I won't message you like that is if you always leave me on red or you respond back when you want to. Not that you don't respond back at all. You respond back. That's what really get me. When you respond when you want to or when I say certain things. Like, you don't respond when I say good morning. Or if I say good morning, you say hey. Or if you real dry with me, I hate that too. I hate that. If I say good morning and you say hey, I'm like, okay, how you been? Good. And you? Come on, man. Make a conversation. Why I gotta be the one talking all the time?
But here's the thing. Okay. You're a podcaster. You talk. That's what you do. You know how to have a conversation.
Right.
Everybody does not have that skill. I had to learn that. Some people literally don't know how to have a conversation. So when you say, good morning, how's your day? The only thing they know to say is good, you. That's all they know. And then, especially if these are, you know, people that you're interested in romantically, the other thing is they may have never had a partner who knew how to have a conversation. So that's what they're conditioned to.
Or they one of them introverts.
And that too, that may just be their personality.
I was going to do a show on that, but then I said, you know what? Nah. I ain't going to do that.
On introverts.
Yeah. I might hit a lot of nerves or something. Yeah. I know a lot of introverts. So it's like, I might hit some nerves. I ain't even going to do that. But I don't think nobody, this is a crazy thing though, I don't think nobody like being left on red.
Yeah, I don't.
Exactly.
I definitely don't.
Nobody does.
Like, you can thumbs up my stuff, do something. Let me know.
And you know what though? That whole reacting to the message thing nowadays, drive a person crazy too. You know why? Because you can say so much in one message, and if they double tapping it, like, what the hell? You ain't no response.
True.
Danny, you look at it. I know you do that, Danny.
I do. I know you do. I was like, I'm kind of guilty of that, but it's my way of saying I hear you. Like, I got you. I hear you. I promise. Now, and I'm also guilty, and I'm so thankful that my husband and I are in a place where we understand each other. We know each other's quirks and all that, because I'm 100% guilty. We video message each other a lot. And so he might send me a video on his lunch break and say, hey, wife, I'm just checking in, see how your day going, blah, blah, blah. And he not really asking me anything. There's nothing really for me to respond to. So I'll just do a heart emoji. And he doesn't get offended by it. But I know people who will be like, I done asked you how your day was and all this stuff. And all you got it for me is a heart emoji. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, that'll make people
there's
be
nothing
like,
for
man,
me to respond
even,
to.
Yeah, but see, when you, like you said, when you have a certain type of relationship with somebody and they know you very well, you know them very well, you already know once you be all that double tapping messages stuff, you already know it ain't gonna be like that. Yeah.
He knows love behind my heart. But
plus he might already know what kind of mood you in anyway.
100%. He know when he leave the house.
when people react to messages, they may not, like you said, man, I don't know, maybe they either don't know what to say, or they just let you know, like you said, that they heard you or whatever. So also you got the petty people out there that'll double tap just to aggravate you.
That's true.
You need to stay away from.
That's true. And it's another side to that too. And I don't think it's necessarily matching energy. I think it's understanding. There's another side to that. Like, you can reach out to a person so many times and never get a response or get a bunch of dry responses. And if they never engage, then that may be their way of letting you know they're not interested. They don't want to talk to you. So to me, like, when I stop messaging after that, I'm not matching your energy. I hear you and I'm good. You know what I mean? So,
hey, look, some people can't have a certain amount of conversations in one day.
That true.
Some people got low battery life after a certain amount of conversations.
Only so much. I say that all the time. Like, I tell my son, because my son is he's a outgoing turn up. He's the life of the party. He just is. And like, he always want to entertain and have. And I'm like, Matthew, my social battery is at a 2%. I can't do it today. Don't invite nobody over here. I don't want to hear nobody. So yeah, some people really can't, you know, take on a bunch of social interaction in one day. So once I have them two or three conversations, I might be done for the day. I may be drained. Catch me tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, like, I don't know. I think with me, the only issue that I have with the whole return the same energy thing is when people think that I'm giving off certain energy on purpose. Like, and see, when I was younger, I didn't understand. Well, when I was younger, I guess I could say I wasn't trying to understand when the person that I'm trying to reach is busy.
Yeah.
Like, I was selfish thinking about my own self. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm ready to talk. Get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk or whatever. Yeah. But then I got my car pulled one time and that was it.
See?
I said, you know what? I understand though, because now I'm on the other end. Now I'm busy. Mm-hmm. And now people are trying to call me. So I said, man. So I find myself explaining myself to people quite a bit now.
Yeah. And but be careful with that too, though.
I was about to say,
be careful. No, for real though. Be careful with that. I think we have become accustomed to always feeling like we have to explain ourselves to people. A no is a no. Like, I had to learn no is a complete sentence. Hey, you want to go out? No, I don't owe you an explanation why I don't want to go out. I just don't want to go today. And we should be cool with that. And I have learned now, like, people think that I'm mean to an extent or standoffish, and that's not it. When somebody tells me no, I accept that. I don't dig. I don't ask no additional questions. Okay, cool. That's it. And I wish people would do the same for me. Be careful with always feeling like you have to explain yourself to people, because then they come to expect it. And it may be a day where you're like, I ain't explaining it to you.
Man, listen, let me tell you something. Explaining myself to people, I'm done with that. I was done with that a long time ago. Cause I was like, man, I don't have to explain. I don't have to. And then I don't like reporting to people. Like, one time somebody was like, well, you could have told me that you would. No, I couldn't. I don't have to tell you. I don't have to. Look, man, look, when I get off work, sometimes I might go straight to the store. Like today, before this recording, man, I went to the store. I'm about to cook in a little bit. So I was setting up all that and I wanted to knock this recording out. And right after this recording, I'm going to go cook my dinner and I'm going to set up whatever. And then I'm going to record again probably later tonight. So I don't have to explain these things in advance to people.
Right. Like, I got a life. I got things to get done and things to accomplish. Let me do those things.
Right. I like, I just hate reporting to people. I really, I swear I do though. I just swear.
It's the adult in you.
Yeah.
I don't think any grown person want to report to folks.
Yeah, if I naturally be like, yeah, man, later I gotta do this, da, 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 then that's right. Something different because I'm talking about it, but I'm not about to do that to Sue. You know what I'm saying?
Calm you down. It's not an obligation. Yeah, I'm not obligated to tell you anything. Absolutely, I agree.
No doubt. Sure. So look, what you got coming up on your pod, Danny? What you got coming up? Now it's been a minute. I've talked to you in a minute. What you got coming up?
I know. So I'm going to be real. This is crazy, y'all. So Domestic Violence Awareness Month is coming up, of course. So I've got everything for the rest of the season is domestic violence based. I'm going to talk about financial abuse with a young lady on the episode that comes out for this month, September. I've got two really crazy stories that will come out. And then I'm going on a hiatus. Y'all know I get the winter blues really bad. So,
not you too.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be bad. I don't be wanting to deal. So I'm taking a break November, December, January. I'll be back again in February. And next season, though, y'all, is going to be totally different. I am straying away from survivor stories and dealing more so in the upside of survival. In the after, because these survivor stories have gotten really heavy. There were a lot of people that reached out. I'm so sorry that wanted to share their survivor stories, and my podcast is monthly. So, because I just don't have the time to do a weekly podcast, man, listen, with running a nonprofit.
I understand.
It's work. It's work. So a lot of people reached out, and I'm so sorry that y'all won't get to share your survivor stories. But what I am considering doing is taking those people who reached out and getting a narrative of their stories and doing like a brief 5 to 10 minute end to every episode, because those episodes for season 3 are going to be super lighthearted. We're going to talk about the fun stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, surviving single parenthood, surviving the day at work. Like, we're going to talk about those things that people go through on a daily basis, because that trauma stuff can get so heavy, and we got enough trauma in our lives on a daily basis just from watching the news. And I just want something light to give people that light at the end of the tunnel. Like, it gets better, y'all. Like, it's more stuff than trauma in the world. So.
And I'm definitely looking forward to all of that. Appreciate that. Even though we get to hear from you once a month, Danny.
Yeah, so. I know. Listen, man. It's tough. Like, running a nonprofit. And, oh, that's the other thing I'm up to. R3 is, like I said, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We've got several events coming up. We've got a 5K vendor event. We've got a pink and purple brunch event in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where we're celebrating survivors of domestic abuse and breast cancer together. So much going on in the month of October. So we're gearing up for that. And that's where most of my days have been going, is helping survivors get to safety and getting ready for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Man, sound like you got a lot going on. So everybody who be trying to call Danny and text her and stuff and trying to have small convos, man, y'all got to keep up. She busy.
Man, but listen.
But look, I appreciate you, Danny, for coming on a third time. You know, it's always vibes. Anytime you come on, the conversations are always therapeutic. The conversations are always good. But I want you to go tell the people where they can find you in the meantime.
Still in the same place, on Instagram at My Survivor Voice, on Twitter at Truly Danny underscore L. That's TRULYDANI underscore ELLE. And my nonprofit is on Instagram at Our3Inc, OUR, the number 3INC, and on Facebook, R3 Memorial Foundation Incorporated.
And y'all already know where to find me on Instagram, Real Talk with Tim, on Twitter, RTWT Podcast, on Snapchat, Real Talk with Tim, and if you want to find me on TikTok, it's Real Talk with Tim Podcast, and I believe that's it. I believe that's it until further notice. But yeah, man, I appreciate everybody. Season 4, we in here, we locked in. Thank y'all again for tuning in every morning to my episodes, and stay tuned for the next one. I'm out of here.